Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Pivotal Systems November Investor Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. John Hoffman, CEO. Please go ahead.
Good morning. This is John. I'd like to give an update on the recent release and an overall update on our business. First, if we look at 2018, the order book and our sales are on track to our plan. We've done a good job on taking the market share that we had set out to do as per our plan this year, and that's primarily driven by the acceptance of our standard low-flow product by a second large Korean IDM and a large U.S. OEM or equipment company that's driving that market share growth. One of the things that has happened, however, is that in 2018 here recently, we've seen leading manufacturers in Korea continue to push out deliveries of new equipment. At this time, we believe that may materially affect us in terms of our revenue for the second half of 2018. We see that push out as a timing issue. It's an opportunity where we've gained the market share based on the orders received in the backlog, but we're not 100% convinced we're gonna ship it all by the end of 2018. We've lowered our revenue guidance from $30 million in the plan front to $20 million-$23 million, based on what we know at this time. We've also added a comment around our EBIT that we had originally believed that would be a positive $0.9 million. We've currently or $900 million. Excuse me, go ahead, Umesh.
$900,000.
$900,000. We've taken that to a potential loss of $2.3 million-$3.3 million, depending on where the revenue actually lands. There's a couple of other points that we'd like to make sure is understood. One is our Korean manufacturing facility has been brought up on time. We have the capacity now to do 4,000 units a month, or 48,000 units per year, which will position us to do over $100 million in revenue in 2019. That's materially important for us because as we continue to grow the business, we're gonna have to convince the equipment companies that we can continue to handle the growth that we've been experiencing. At this time, we have about 4,500 units in finished goods inventory because we were prepared to ship product based on the previous view we had with the equipment companies as well as the capacity spending by the device manufacturers. What that means is by year-end, we'll probably have slightly more inventory on our balance sheet than we had previously stated in our second half release. The good news there is of that 4,500, 2,600 units are on our contract manufacturer, so it won't be up completely on Pivotal. As we've said before, we control the qualification of the product, the sales of the product, building the product, and our cost efficiency around it. What we have difficulty controlling is the actual delivery based on timing of the device manufacturers. Everything that has been under our control, we've effectively managed and met our goals, as we've stated. There's a couple other points that we introduced in this release. The first one is that the low-flow etch product continues to perform well in the install base, and it has been accepted by device manufacturers as well as equipment companies. The existing leader, we have doubled our market share there with that equipment company in 2018, and we're well on track with a leading Japanese equipment company to have the device qualified as well. They have shipped it on new product, and we're beginning our qualification now with a large U.S. OEM on the low-flow product for etch, and I'm sure you'll hear more about that as we get into the February 2018 full review. Other news is that our high-flow product has been accepted by two leading Korean device manufacturers as well as one leading equipment company. That's slightly ahead of our plan for 2018. It's very important as that's a market that's $300 million+ each year that we've broken into, and it's very satisfying to know that product is actually meeting expectations ahead of schedule. The flow ratio control product that we introduced in August, has already been placed into pilot production at a leading device manufacturer. It is meeting all specifications. We're working with now two equipment companies. We think that is very promising as well. That was not part of the plan. If you recall, this was a product we introduced in the middle of 2018 based on requests we had from the equipment companies and device manufacturers. So overall, the industry is a bit challenged now, but we see that as a let's just say a temporary situation. The long-term growth prospects for semiconductors are fantastic. We see that that will continue to grow in 2019. We're not prepared to talk about any 2019 guidance right now. We're about a month ahead of that schedule. So that's the highlights or lowlights of the different points of the release. I'd be happy to take any questions at this time.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Darren Vincent from Shaw and Partners. Please go ahead.
Good morning, John. Could you possibly just give us a little bit more color around the Korean factories that have pushed out their orders and what the underlying determinants of that decision are?
Yes, Darren, thanks. So the both of the Korean customers that we're working closely with are in the NAND flash and DRAM business. We've seen over the last 6 weeks erosion in the NAND flash pricing as well as DRAM pricing, but probably not to the same extreme. So what we sense is based on that, they've pushed out some of the equipment deliveries. They've probably got enough capacity in place to cover that here through this December. We don't believe there's any long-term issues with DRAM or flash. Obviously, we think those are fundamental products that are going to continue to grow in market overall. So that's the crux of it, Darren.
The I think there's a number of people within your industry that are expecting the pricing of those two products could continue to fall away further into the new year. How's that likely to play out? Could this see ongoing deferrals for you?
At the end, there's going to be strategic decisions made by these manufacturers. The first thing is that anytime, and these in both instances, they've both built two new factories.
And they each have one in Korea and one in China that they're turning on. The key point is of the $7 billion or so spent on this factory, a large portion of that is already spent. So bringing on the equipment is going to be an incremental process.
So DRAM pricing, NAND flash pricing is important, but at the end there's also this game of market share where they're all trying to grow their market share independent of price. So we believe that they're going to have to bring on capacity at some point, whether or not that's a three-month move or slightly more, we don't know. We're expecting to get better guidance from both of those companies as well as all of the device manufacturers here as we get closer to the end of year.
Okay. And are there any other factors that are playing into these decisions, like just the broad sort of equity market disruptions we've seen over the last number of weeks and the China-US situation? Are they playing into decisions?
I don't believe the China-U.S. activities has any fare on this at all. At this point, I do think that the overall turbulence in the market could have some effect in terms of when people are deciding to spend a large sum of capital dollars. It certainly makes it more difficult to make those decisions, so I would say that has an effect. I am in no position to quantify that from the position I'm in today.
Okay, and just finally from me, that game of market share that we've been watching play out for quite some time with the memory manufacturers, no signs of that changing. That the foot's going to come off the pedal longer term with regards to the push to take share.
I believe there's an aggressive move by a couple of players to try to work on Samsung's leadership. And there's a number of ways to do that, but from a technical perspective, we haven't seen any shift in terms of device capability. So there's a number of ways to play in that. One could be price. We have not seen anything that's changed other than it's very, very challenging business for those device manufacturers, and I don't think that's going to go away because it's such a large market.
Okay. All right. That's thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Stephen Evans from OC Funds Management. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, I just was wondering if you'd had any production issues as well that have sort of contributed or even that haven't contributed, obviously, because you've got some inventory there, but whether or not their delay's been matched by any problems on your production side.
Okay. Stephen, this actually, no, the production group with Inside Pivotal has been on track and on time
to orders for the entire second half of the year. In fact, we had been building up materials based on the forecast that we had. And the fact that we picked up these orders were, you know, pretty much in line with what we had hoped. So we haven't had any issues at all shipping product to those schedules.
So what sort of units did you quantity of units did you manufacture in the second half, for example?
Yeah, I can get you that information. We're right now doing, our capacity in Korea is about 4,000 a month. It's gone up from 2,000 a month in October. So we haven't had any constraints at all in terms of manufacturing the demand that has come in. And as I said, if the revenue comes in, it's somewhere in the range we've talked about. You're going to see that there's going to be inventory sitting on the dock at the end of the year.
Right. Okay, thanks. That's all for me.
Okay.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Brendan Kelly from Moelis. Please go ahead.
Hi, John. Couple of questions from me. Just to clarify, firstly, on the first point, it says the order book is between 28.5 and 31 million. Is that a forward-looking order book as it stands today, or does that include the 20 to 23 million in revenue?
Yeah, the existing order book of 28.5 to 31 includes the revenue that's in the 20 to 23.
Okay. Thanks. And then so you add the backlog to that, and that's basically the reconciliation between the two.
Correct. And we had a little bit of backlog going into this year, so you look at orders, existing backlog, and shipments, and you'll get a pretty good sense of that.
Okay. And then just secondly, just, I mean, you've noted here you've got a recent order for 10.5 million from a leading OEM, which will predominantly be into next year. I'm just wanting to understand, like, the significance of that and basically what that similar pipeline looked like at this same time last year looking into 2018.
Yeah, so the order from the equipment company was basically on the fact that we were able to take market share at that second Korean IDM. So there was a view there that they wanted to make sure they had the units and the materials ready to go. And so they placed an order in order to guarantee that. So, and that's a non-cancelable order. Not all of that is in 19. There's a portion of that that's going out here in 2018. Obviously, we'd like it to be a bigger portion, right?
Yeah.
2018 contrasts to 2017. From a bookings basis, we've doubled. We're 100%
ahead of last year. From a revenue perspective, even at the low end, you're up 25% year over year. As we go up from 20, that's going to continue to increase. We look at market share it's really important to look at it from a bookings perspective in order to know how you're doing in the existing market at the cutting edge of order decisions.
And what's really critical is what we call socket wins, which is when you're qualified into these device manufacturers' production lines, that business is going to come to you when they place those orders. They're building components that are being spec'd into all sorts of different industrial devices and components. So once you're locked in into the process, it's very, very difficult to get pulled out. So we see those orders as very, very material. Our leading edge market share is critical to the company as a growth company. And in 2018, everything we set out to do in terms of taking share, we've accomplished.
Cool. And then just lastly for me, I mean, your order book as it stands today, I mean, they're obviously non-cancellable, but what time period do those orders need to be fulfilled in?
Yeah, all the purchase orders we get are letters of commitment are generally non-cancellable 1 year. And so if we look at that, the $10 million order, there's a portion of that is actually already shipped. We'll see some more of that continue to ship here in the last 6 weeks of our year. Really, we expect most of that to be shipped out in the first half of 2019 based on what we know today. But and when I say that, it will be the early portion of 19.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Yes.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. There are no further questions at this time. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.